Now, let's move on to, yes, activated almonds. What? Well, Stilgarian wants to talk about this, our regular technology correspondent for Balls Radio, of course. So what are activated almonds and why are so many people talking about them? Well, it's a good question, isn't it? In fact, it's a question generally as to why people do latch onto things that are said or seen on the internet that causes them to go viral. So activated almonds has gone viral, or at least it did at the weekend. So, what the heck are they, first of all?
Yes, Phil, this is...
activated almonds.
Ah, look, where do you start with this? There is apparently a chef by the name of Peter Evans who is the host of a television program called My Kitchen Rules.
Right.
And be that as it may, he wrote in a column on the weekend in the Sunday Age and things like that. They have a column called My Day on a Plate where they get various celebrities to say, "Look, here's what I eat in a day."
They always lie, of course. Everyone who's got them. I mean, there's one in the colour supplements in I think in the Sun Herald, isn't there? And everyone lies. You know, they're saying things like, you know, I wake up, I have a cold air in a can. You know, eggs picked from chickens on the final ascent of Mount Everest.
I know, and it's always to display themselves in the best possible light. Well, it turns out Pete Evans is into a whole lot of what can only be described as the rubbish pseudoscience of a health nut.
Right.
And here's how he begins. 7 a.m., two glasses of alkalized water with apple cider vinegar, then a smoothie of blended alkalized water, organic spirulina, activated almonds, maca, blueberries, stevia, coconut kefir, and two organic free-range eggs.
Excellent. And he had to get up at 4 o'clock to prepare for all of that.
You just sort of buy all this stuff pre-prepared. I mean, it goes on, 8:30 a.m., and look, he has two breakfasts, you see. Well, yeah. Probably because the first one contains, you know, it's a couple of eggs. I mean, there's nothing wrong with eggs.
Yeah, that's the only nutrition in there.
Or the organic free-range eggs. And again, there's nothing wrong with organic eggs. Or free-range is good for better for the chickens, allegedly. Organic is not better for you, but it's better perhaps for the environment and so on. 8:30 a.m., sprouted millet, sorghum, chia, and buckwheat bread with liver pate, avocado, cultured vegetables, plus ginger and licorice root tea.
My goodness. Then what's it, 11 a.m.? Couple of sausage. Couple of sausage rolls.
No. You'd hope so, but no. He makes it through to 12:30, where he has fresh fish, sautéed kale and broccoli, spinach and avocado salad, and more cultured veggies.
Cultured veggies. All right. Okay.
Fermented. It just means fermented.
From the inner suburbs of Melbourne.
Pickled vegetables. 3 p.m., activated almonds, coconut chips, cacao nibs, which are called cocoa beans anywhere else, plus green tea.
Right.
6:30 p.m., emu meatballs, sautéed veggies, cultured vegetables, plus a cup of ginger and licorice root tea.
Right.
And then at 8:30 p.m., he just eats all day. At 8:30 p.m., a homemade coconut, carob, blueberry, goji, and stevia muffin, and a chamomile tea.
And the question I've got is, can you get all this at 7-Eleven? Or do you have to shop around a bit for this sort of stuff?
Well, obviously not. You have to go to your health food store. And this stuff is not cheap. I mean, this whole thing about goji fruit or whatever, they're from the Himalayas. And there's a whole, network of people importing this stuff and selling it on, and you look at the markups involved, and part of me goes, gee, if you tried to do this with financial instruments, you'd have the ACCC onto you asking whether some sort of pyramid scheme is going on.
Yeah.
It may not be, but it's why is it always this weird and exotic stuff from amazing places? Now, the things about this are that when you run through this, a lot of it is, as I say, pseudoscientific rubbish. The very first item, okay, two glasses of alkalized water. Now, there is, you know, why do you alkalize it? Who knows? If you search for this stuff and you start reading the kind of material that I think the people are health food nuts, I don't think these people really think through this. These people, look at the language I'm using.
That's right. You're just a short step from being a shock jock now, still going. So what's wrong with alkalized? I mean, I wouldn't know what alkalized water is. How do you alkalize it is the question.
Well, I mean, you look it up. They suggest various ways. But the thing that makes it silly is that you alkalize the water to make it alkaline, and then he puts apple cider vinegar in it.
Which is an acid,
which then neutralizes again. So
you don't want it to be too alkalized, though, do you?
You've got a glass of water with a bit of a cidery taste, and it even, you know. I mean,
so I'm wondering whether this
why
guy's
are you doing all this.
So
stuff?
This guy's a Weight Watchers ambassador. And, you know, anybody who's a bit on the porky side will be looking at this going, my God, this looks too hard. But, you know, and I might as well have that sausage roll. If I want to have a glass of water, if it's got to be chipped from the base of an Antarctic glacier, you know, why bother? You know, it is, and what is,
back to activated almonds.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you, what is activated almonds anyway? He's got it twice, I think, in his daily diet.
Oh, all the rest. And that's what that kicked people off, because it was just this ludicrous thing. The idea is that there are particular chemicals in the almond that protect all of the nutrients. So they wave this magic nutrients. And it's like, that isn't a technical term, you know. But supposedly the nutrients are protected by this other kind of chemical until the seed starts germinating and growing. So what you do is you soak your nuts in warm water.
As I love to do,
This gets better and better, doesn't it? You soak your nuts in warm water for a period, so the seed starts germinating, the actual almond seed starts germinating, and that apparently triggers the release of all of the goodness into the almond, so it starts growing. And then once those nutrients, this hand-wavy nutrients, have been sort of unlocked, activated, as it were, you then slowly bake the almonds for about 10 hours or something so that you dry them out again.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's alkalize and then put vinegar in to do it. You know, there's this idea that the almonds are dead somehow. And I thought, well, if they were dead, they wouldn't germinate.
So this went viral, basically, because to put too fine a point on it, people were taking the piss out of him. Probably quite rightly, I suspect.
Absolutely. And I will admit to being, you know, a culprit there, because I'd seen on Twitter people talking about it through the course of Sunday and into the evening a bit, or afternoon or evening. I forget the exact timing. And I thought, you know, who's Pete Evans and why are, you know, people taking the mickey? But then Mark Fennell, who works with the ABC and does a wonderful program called Download This Show every Sunday night. Fantastic. I'm saying that because I'm on it occasionally. But it's actually
not always
one of the
good,
really...
just those weeks.
Yeah, just those weeks. But it's one of the really good programs for people to hear about what's happening in the technology. And it's aimed not at a technical audience. So it's really good. Anyway.
You've done a good plug for them, but move on.
He's good. He posted a photograph of what he'd seen in the paper, and that was the first time I see it. And he posted it with something along the lines of, this is, you know, more BS than I've seen in one spot ever. And so I looked at it and had the reaction anyone who's done any high school science would have, looking at this and going, again, this is just rubbish. And, you know, there's a W word, I won't use it. And so I retweeted and sent it out. And somewhere along the lines, I dumped in the hashtag, the keyword, activated almonds, because it's just activated almonds. It was just repeated. And because it hit that moment on a early Sunday evening when people are coming home from their day out, they, you know, may have had a shandy or two.
And some cultured vegetables
and some ginger and licorice root tea. And, I laid into him and thought, can you imagine this bloke out on a date? You know, it would just be the most boring, tedious evening. And he wouldn't, he wouldn't want to touch everything. Has that been activated?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm sending these almonds back because as far as I'm concerned, they're quite inactive. Yeah. This vegetable is a little bit uncouth, if you don't mind me saying so.
Indeed. And people were just, quiet Sunday night. Everyone starts taking the mickey. But the thing that really made it take off is the following morning, he obviously found out about this and then posted a Facebook kind of posting, which began, "Ignorance is not bliss." You know, he starts off by, you know, everyone else
is gone for the attack.
He's gone for the ignorant. "I'm occasionally ridiculed because I choose to eat what I believe to be a nutrient-dense diet." And I thought, like, what? Like a bowl of sugar? You know, that's nutrient-dense. It's sucrose at 100%, you know. Again, it's this nutrient-dense. It sounds wonderful, but what does it actually mean? Anyway, he said, "And I find it so bizarre as to why people sometimes find my food choices so offensive, even though it's not a question. All I know is that I'm well aware of the consequences of eating dead food. And also, I'm a father, and I take that privilege very seriously. So for me, sir, I've something
eating
rant,
dead
something
food.
Lovely."
So,
yes.
So what are where's the emu meatballs coming from?
Exactly. I mean, the emu was alive.
Yeah, then, that's right. That makes it very painful. Now we know which balls he's talking about.
And he goes on and he talks about alkalized water. "We have a portable mineral pot water filter which rids tap water from potential carcinogens, chlorine, chemicals." Yes, chemicals, just hand-wavy chemicals. And I thought, water is a chemical. Oh, cider vinegar is a chemical. Everything is a chemical, Pete Evans. But to top it all off, I mean, his Twitter stream shows no hint of modesty or humility anyway. His Twitter stream just is a constant retweeting of everybody who compliments him on his television program. But this takes the biscuit. He has a screenshot of something he's nicked from somewhere, a graphic version of a quote from the philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer.
Oh, yes.
"All truth passes through three stages. First, it is ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. Third, it is accepted as being self-evident." And I go,
we could be proving that wrong in there, because we could just actually stay on the first stage on this, couldn't we, and not move on to two and three.
I was about to say, sometimes things are just ridiculed because they're really, really stupid.
Well, I think you wanted to use the W word, doesn't he? But, I mean, Pete Evans does sound like an absolute Weight Watchers ambassador, doesn't he? But why, if this has taken off, I mean, we've probably run out of time to talk about what we really wanted to talk about today, which is why stuff does go viral. But, I mean,
short answer is, it's absolutely random.
Yeah.
Like all of the SMEGs, the social media expert gurus, who charge people money to advise the patterning on the internet. Yes.
Love the way you're talking, Stilgarian.
Red Dwarf fans will get the reference there. All the SMEGs kind of will want to charge.
This is all the SMEGs, if you can't say it too well. Yeah.
That's right. They will tell you about all of these strategies to you know, have something go viral, which even itself is a stupid term, because that's not how the term viral marketing evolved. I mean, we've got so many fingers in the place for next time. You know, we'll come back.
Yeah, I think we should talk about this next week. Interestingly, I wrote about viral for ZDNet this week. I made the point that you've got a whole load of companies, corporations, all trying, largely nerds, trying to create the viral videos. And then you look at people like My Chonny. 40 videos he's got on YouTube. They average 2 million views.
Yep.
This is sort of like an Asian Australian. To put it in context, I mean, he's got four times the audience of Alan Jones. You know, what Alan Jones gets cumulative over a week, and he has to work 20 or 30 hours to get that. This man gets four times that amount in a 10-minute video. And
absolutely,
he keeps on doing it repeatedly every week.
It's incredible. And the reason why this stuff happens, it literally is random. There are guys... some are girls, some are, you know, men and women, but scientists have done mathematical models of all this. They've simulated on computers how people pass on an idea and whatever. And it is literally random. It is, you just happen, of all of the ideas that are bubbling around in the world at that time, you drop one in, and it's like the, if I can use a bad scientific analogy, since that seems to be the theme for the conversation, it's like the little seed that starts a crystal that grows out. And why does it grow from this spot from the other? Why does this snowflake grow and not that one? And it just, well, as soon as anything in this random bit starts to get a bit of traction, to use the buzzword, it starts to grow a little bit of a bigger idea than the rest, it's seen by enough people. And if they're in the right mood, you know, as I said, they're Sunday evening, there's nothing much else. That happens to spark a bit of interest. It's an unusual thing, activated almonds. It spikes the curiosity, and that grows. And Pete Evans fueled it by just having this completely oblivious reaction to kind of what the real reason was behind. You know, he thinks it's outrage. That's, you know, it's just ridicule, mate.
Needs a sense of humour. I think he's had a sense of humour bypass. I think that's part of the problem, isn't it?
Well, he's on television. He's important. How dare you mock his views? He's successful and he has daughters. He's a father.
Right.
He's going to be surfing to the end and take, oh dear, it's like, you moron.
All right, well, I think we've got the message.
It just hit the moment, and the answer is you can't predict this stuff, because if something else had happened in the world, if there'd been like a serious car crash somewhere and everyone went, oh my God, and you know, is my family all right, they're obviously going to drop a trivial subject immediately. Look, that said, the fact that two people, Mark Fennell and myself, hammered it fairly hard because we found it so ridiculous, and both he and I have in our groups of Twitter followers a lot of other media people, then that certainly spread out, because it was not just a random person saying it. Quite often it was a celebrity. Lee Sales, who presents 7:30 on the ABC, she even said goodnight that night by saying something, you know, goodnight, and it was like, you know, lights off, blinds drawn, almonds activated.
And look, I hope the activated almonds do take off, because I can just see there will be a glut of inactive almonds, and we'll all be able to buy them a hell of a lot cheaper than we can buy almonds these days, which are actually bloody expensive. So look, I wish him luck with it. You know, more activated almonds for people, and, you know, let's get the price down for the rest of us.
And to wrap it up, I did have a conversation on Twitter with Oss Almonds, Almonds Australia, the industry representatives, and they confirmed, look, there's no evidence one way or the other that doing this to your almonds makes them any more healthier for you. But as far as they're concerned, if Australia's just eating, as they say, a handful of nuts a day, and they'd prefer them to be almonds, that's a good thing to be doing.
So no need to soak your nuts in warm water.
Unless
takes your fancy.
I'll shut up.
Stilgarian. Okay. We don't need to say anything. We just leave it there. Stilgarian, good to talk.
I'll say goodbye, and should you ever wish to talk to me again, you'd be most welcome.
Thank you.